This Doc D'Souza dictating on Kerry Hoy. Kerry, K-E-R-I. Hoy, H-O-Y. Kerry Hoy. K-E-R-I-H-O-Y. Kerry Hoy. Date of birth is 5/19/1961. Date of visit is 10/31/24. Please make a copy for copy for Erica O'Donnell D.O. Erica E-R-I-C-A O'Donnell D.O. Next paragraph. Dear Erica, thank you for sending Kerry Hoy, H-O-Y, for primary evaluation. Next, history of present illness. This is a 63-year-old female who has a prior history of asthma, has been experiencing wheezing, cough, and upper airway symptoms with post-nasal drip, and has been on a decongestant and an albuterol inhaler. The patient has some shortness of breath with activity, and also has sinus drainage with post-nasal drip, but denies any night sweats or fevers. Recent CTA of the chest. I'm sorry, recent CTA of the coronary arteries. Did not report any abnormal lung findings. The patient has had no recent chest x-ray done, period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of pneumonia and history of hypertension, as well as hypothyroidism. She has a history of adrenal gland adenoma and has chronic kidney disease. She had a myomectomy of the uterus and removal of a ganglion cyst of the left wrist. The patient has gastroesophageal reflux, chronic insomnia, secondary hyperparathyroidism, and degenerative arthritis. Next paragraph, allergies to Depo-Provera and Motrin and Topamax. Next paragraph, family history, father died of heart disease, mother died of lung cancer. Next paragraph, habits, the patient denies smoking, but drinks alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has gained weight, denies any fever or fever or chills, but had some fatigue and And she has cataracts. She also has vertigo and hoarseness. And she has shortness of breath with wheezing and cough. She has heartburn and nausea. Then has diarrhea or constipation. She has hay fever. And she has no urinary frequency or flank pains. She denies chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. And denies anxiety, no depression. She has no easy bruising. And she denies seizures but has headaches. And has no numbness of the extremities. And no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph, med list. Levothyroxine, 88 micrograms daily. Amiloride, 5 milligrams daily. Corex, 6.25 milligrams BID. Rabeprazole, 20 milligrams BID. Losartan, 100 milligrams daily. Venlafaxine, 37.5 milligrams daily. Pravastatin, 40 milligrams daily. And albuterol inhaler, 2 plus PRN. Next, physical exam. This averagely built middle-aged white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. There's no cyanosis, icterus, or clubbing. Blood pressure 130 by 80, pulse 70, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 199, saturation 95. HUNT abnormal cephalic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus are injected. Next up, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Scattered wheezes in the upper lung fields with no crackles on either side. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2. No murmur in S3. The abdomen is soft. Protuberant without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph. Brush number 1, reactive airways disease. Number 2 is allergic to rhinitis. And number 3 is recurrent bronchitis. Number 4 is hypertension. And number 5, hypothyroidism. And next paragraph, plan patient has been advised to get a complete PFT with bronchodilator study. Also, get a chest X-ray, PA and lateral. CBC, IgE level and a total eosinophil count. And shows advised to continue with the albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN, as well as a decongestant. And a follow-up visit we arrange here approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy 4. Copy for Eric O'Donnell, D-O. O'Donnell, O, apostrophe D-O-N-N-E-L-L.